For NPR News in the Twin Cities, I'm Perry Thinelli. Longtime Minneapolis community activist and radio and television host Ron Edwards has died. His friend and radio co-host Don Allen says Edwards missed his show over the weekend and told a visitor at his home in Crystal he'd not been feeling well. Allen says he was found dead in his home this afternoon. Allen says Edwards was a former Minneapolis Urban League chairman, author, commentator, and frequent critic of local and state government.
Mr. Edwards was a person in Minnesota's black community that understood the history from the 1940s to 2020. And he was someone who people would call and say, I need help. This happened to my son. This happened to my daughter. This happened to me. And we don't think it's right. And he had the right cordial and diplomatic relationships with people to pick up a phone and say, hey, this is what's going on.
Edwards was 81. Some state lawmakers are asking Sherburne County to become what they're calling a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Kirsty Marone reports.
The letter was signed by six GOP lawmakers who represent Sherburne County, just northwest of the Twin Cities. If the county board approves the request, Sherburne would become the first Minnesota county to prohibit the enforcement of certain gun control measures that the legislature might someday adopt, such as universal background checks. State Representative Shane Meckland of Clear Lake signed the letter. He thinks other Minnesota counties might follow suit.
There's been a whole lot of comments of when you're going to do Benton County, when you're going to do St. Louis County, when you're going to, you know, all these different counties that I don't even represent. But, I mean, it certainly started a conversation that needed to be had.
Hundreds of other U.S. cities and counties already have vowed not to enforce gun control measures they view as a violation of the Second Amendment. I'm Kirsty Marone, Collegeville.
The man arrested and charged in connection to a man found dead in Wright County last month made his initial court appearance today. 37-year-old Alejandro Vega Jr. of Montrose. He's accused of second-degree murder in the death of 34-year-old Justin Warnke of Buffalo. Vega faces up to 40 years in prison. This is NPR News.